Hi, I'm Elizabeth Tankard.
And I'm John Tankard, and we are Carlos and OKC.
Across the country and around the world, bike sharing services are becoming more common to the point where they are nearly a prerequisite for urban centers.
Bike sharing refers to systems of short-term bicycle rentals stationed at various locations around an urban area. They often require memberships, as well as a credit card to control for the liability associated with private individuals acquiring public bicycles. You can check out a bike at one sharing station and return it to any of the other stations in the system, making it a great way to quickly get across an urban area.
Bike sharing got its start in Amsterdam in the 1960s with a program called the White Bicycle Plan. The idea was that there would be free public bicycles that people could use for a single trip and then leave for other people to use.
This plan succumbed to the pitfalls of ideology in a vacuum when all of the bikes were either stolen or thrown into canals within the first month of the program.
This fate awaited many of the first bike sharing systems, with high rates of theft, vandalism, as well as the removal of bicycle parts.
In order to decrease these problems, new systems designed bicycle stations that required some sort of identification and cost to rent the bicycles. The bikes were redesigned to be uniquely constructed and therefore useless in the spare parts market.
Excluding the inherent financial risk that come with maintaining a bike sharing system, there are many residual benefits seen by cities that have them.
Every person that uses a bike share system for a trip is one less motor vehicle on the road, helping to decrease traffic congestion and potentially improve local air quality conditions.
Studies of bicycle sharing systems have shown that rates of bicycling increase in communities with the systems, which leads to public health benefits. People who utilize active transportation methods typically have better health outcomes, including lower rates of obesity. Built environment interventions that encourage healthy choices help lead to positive population level behavior changes.
Many critics of bicycle sharing systems harp on the inability of the system to sustain itself with the rider fees and advertising revenues. But let's not forget that nearly all forms of transportation do not pay for themselves. The gas tax doesn't cover the cost of highway construction and maintenance, so motor vehicle transportation is also being subsidized.
And that's not really the point of bike sharing. It's about providing alternative modes of transportation to provide citizens and visitors with choices in how they get around. And while bike sharing does not solve the problem of mobility discrimination, it does have the potential to increase the percentage of people getting around the city by bike, which could lead to more robust bicycle and pedestrian infrastructure.
In Oklahoma City, we have our own bike sharing service named Spokies. There are 7 stations located around downtown, Midtown, Deep Deuce, and Bricktown.
You can sign up for a membership for a day, month, or year, and then have unlimited 30-minute rides available to you. Each additional half hour will charge you $2, but all the stations are located well within the distance you would have to cover to ride for 30 minutes.
Oklahoma City is well suited for bike sharing and bike riding in general because we have an easily maneuvered grid system and almost no topography to speak of.
If you've never gotten a chance to ride a bike in downtown OKC, come check out a Spokies location and take one for a spin. We use them periodically, even though we own our own bikes. You don't have to worry about someone stealing or vandalizing your bike because you'll be able to park it at one of the sharing stations.
Spokies is still a very young system, but we see the potential. When I lived in Paris during college, I got to experience what a full-fledged bike sharing system is like. The Vélib system has 1,230 stations around Paris, with 18,000 bicycles. This system has a daily ridership of nearly 100,000 people.
Think about how many car trips we could remove from our roads if we all got more comfortable with the idea of renting a bicycle to make shorter trips.
More information about bike sharing and Spokies can be found at SpokiesOKC.com. Thanks for listening. I'm John.
And I'm Elizabeth. What does it take to live without a car in Oklahoma City? We're trying to find out. You can read all about our experiences at carlosinokc.blogspot.com or follow us on Twitter at @carlosinokc.
Bicycle.